Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, September 17th. One or two or maybe three take Wednesday. The purpose is just to take away the focus from me and trying to do it perfectly and putting the focus on God. I hope that you're having a wonderful day wherever you are. If you're starting your day, or maybe you're in the middle of it, out on your porch swing, or perhaps you are ending your day thinking about God's Word, I'm so proud of you and so thankful for this journey alongside. Do you remember our memory passage this week? It's Matthew chapter 18, verse 33. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant, just as I had on you? That's a tough one this week. It's challenging. Lord, help us to be a people who have mercy on others. Isaiah's passage is also very challenging. The Lord is bringing judgment on the people, but there is a glimpse of a remnant. Isaiah 24, verses 1 through 13. See, the Lord is going to lay waste the earth and devastate it. He will ruin its face and scatter its inhabitants. It will be the same for priest as for people, for the master as for his servant, for the mistress as for her servant, for sellers as for buyers, for borrowers as for lenders, for debtor as for creditor. The earth will be completely laid waste and totally plundered. The Lord has spoken this word. The earth dries up and withers. The world languishes and withers. The heavens languish with the earth. The earth is defiled by its people. They have disobeyed the law, violated the statutes, and broken the everlasting covenant. I feel like we've been saying that for 24 chapters. Okay, here we go. Verse 6. Therefore, a curse consumes the earth. Its peoples must bear their guilt. Therefore, earth's inhabitants are burned up, and very few are left. The new wine dries up, and the vine withers. All the merrymakers groan. The joyful timbrels are stilled. The noise of the revelers has stopped. The joyful harp is silent. No longer do they drink wine with a song. The beer is bitter to its drinkers. The ruined city lies desolate. The entrance to every house is barred. In the streets they cry out for wine. All joy turns to gloom. All joy sounds are banished from the earth. The city is left in ruins. Its gates are battered to pieces. So it will be on the earth and among the nations, as when an olive tree is beaten, or as when gleanings are left after the grape harvest. This passage is about the universal judgment that is coming because humanity has broken God's everlasting covenant, and it's going to be seen in the judgment on Jerusalem. And also just judgment that God brings down on sin in general. But there is a little bit of a hopeful note, just like olives are left after a shaking or a few grapes are left after the harvest. There is a small remnant of faithful people, of people who love the Lord and are serving Him. And out of that remnant will come the Savior. And He'll ultimately be the one that breaks the curse from verse 6, the curse that consumes the earth. As we think about Jesus and the power of His ability, because He is the sinless Son of God, who is our Savior, who has come to ransom us, because He is sinless, He can be the perfect sacrifice, and He laid down our lives, His life for us. All right, let's move on over to Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 9. I love the book of Acts. Have I ever told you that? Today we're talking about Saul's conversion. Saul, who is also known as Paul. And I am so challenged and hopeful because of Saul's testimony. Saul completely is transformed because he meets Jesus. And I pray that for us as well, that in our walk, the Lord would encounter us. He would move our hearts. He would help us to want to be near him, and that it would make such a difference in our lives. Starting in verse 1, meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men traveling with Saul stood there speechless. They heard the sound, but they didn't see anyone. Saul got up from the ground, and when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand into Damascus. For 3 days he was blind, and he did not eat or drink anything. What a dramatic conversion experience for Saul. He was on his way to Damascus, and it says that he was wanting to arrest followers of the way. What a beautiful description for who Jesus is. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Let's move on over now to the Psalms. We are making our way through the book of Psalms. We're almost halfway through. Today we're in Psalm 67. This is for the director of music with stringed instruments, a psalm and a song. We're only going to read verses 1 and 2, but they sure are good. Listen up. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine on us so that your ways may be known on the earth, your salvation among the nations. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I ask often for the Lord to be gracious and to bless me and to make his face shine on me. But this passage is challenging because it reminds us why we need the Lord to be gracious to us, why we want his face to shine upon us, so that Jesus's way may be known on the earth, and so that his salvation may go out among the nations. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for this opportunity we have to come to your word. As we think back over the text from today, we ask that you would fill us with mercy because we have received so much mercy. We pray according to Isaiah 24, just confessing our sin, that we are unjust, that we are a people led astray, that we do not hold fast to your covenant. And yet, we know one who came out of the remnant who has reversed the curse. And we're so grateful. And we just look to Jesus and we thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've done for us. We're encouraged today by Paul's transformation. And we'll read more about that, we know, in the coming passages. But we thank you, Lord, for choosing Saul, for preparing him in advance, for giving him such a pedigree where he understood the Old Testament law, and he was a zealous type person, a go-getter. Because of this, Lord, we have much of the New Testament, and we're thankful. And then according to the psalm, Lord, I pray over my brothers and sisters that you would be gracious to them, that you would bless them, that you would make your face shine upon them so that your ways might be known on the earth, and your salvation among the nations. And now, in the words of Dr. Hole, may Christ go before you to prepare a way of service. Christ go behind you to gather up your efforts for His glory. Christ go beside you as leader and guide. Christ go within you as comfort and stay. Christ go beneath you to uphold with everlasting arms. Christ go above you to reign as Lord Supreme. Amen.